and Simen Mem Gimel Sif Vav, and now we'll perhaps get a greater insight in the reason for the halachas we had learned till now. Haya lavush betfilah. A person was wearing tefillah. V'hutzrach lebeis hakisei halayla. And he has to go to Beis HaKiseh, he'll be night already. I samuch lach ha-sheicho. She'ein shuhus lanicham oid acha she'yetze. That means, after he's finished with the Beis HaKiseh, he cannot wear the tefillin anymore. Is loy yikoneis behem gelulim bevigdoi. So we had learned in Sifei, that halacha is that a person who's oisei tzrachov, a beis hakiseh, he's not allowed to wear the tefillin, so he holds it in his hand, the bigdai wrapped in the beged, keneged liboy. So we had learned that he brings in the tefillin into the beis hakiseh, and he holds the keneged liboy, and we are sure he won't be the kaneach with that hand. Fine. So he says, this whole heter was only based on the understanding that after he leaves the Beis HaKiseh, he's going to put on the tefillin. We are speaking about Eden who wore tefillin the whole day. So in order to enable this person to continue wearing the tefillin and not to make great hefsekis by being in the Beis HaKiseh, so he said you don't have to look for a keli to put the tefillin in a keli. You can hold it in your hand, and we bent backwards in order to enable him that as soon as he leaves the Beis HaKiseh, he'll be able to put back on the tefillin. But if we're speaking about that when he's going to the Beis HaKiseh, we know that when he'll be finished, he can't wear tefillin anymore. So Mamela, if that is the case, so then we don't bend back backwards anymore. And we say, Leikonis Bem Gilulim Bevigdai, don't bring them into the Beis HaKiseh, the holding with your hand. Bafilu Lahashti Maim Beis HaKiseh Kavua, even if you're only making Hashtona, we also want Mata to hold it in the hand. Elekeit Adyase, now there's a different halacha. Chilton Umeinichan Bekli. You have to put it into a Kli. So that means, now we are going more me'iker adin. You're bringing tulna to Beis HaKiseh. So we want, you should put them into a kli imhoya by tefach. If the kli had a sheer tefach, so then it doesn't become bottle to the tulin. I bekli she'ein ne'kilyan afopish ein by tefach. Now he holds the kli, but you don't hold the tefillin. That means we will not be matter you to bring in the tefillin if we know that you finished legging tefillin and you won't put it on anymore. Then we're mechayev you to find the kli and put it into a kli of the kedushas tefillin, and we will not bend backwards to be mekel. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Gelulim bebigdoi. Rotsa loima. Ma shehuta besifa koidem. We were previously mata la'orzon to hold the tefillin b'minoi bebigdoi. He's holding the tefillin. Davke, that was only permitted shesh lo shehus lanicha moidachakach. That means he has still time to put them back again. So we were mekel. You don't want to put it into a keli, which perhaps could take time to find the keli. And you could just hold it in your hands, gilulim biyodai, and right afterwards you'll be able to put it back on. Mashiach came the ain shoes. If you're not going to put on the tulin anymore, so now we will be machman, and the Kedusha said tefillin, you should not bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKiseh the way they are. You should put them in a keli. Im hoya boy tefach, if there was a tefach, av kshein boy tefach, bota legabi tefillin, kivin shuhu kilyon, bota lechnisim lebeis HaKiseh. So then he puts it into a keli, v'yodoy v'nichnas. Now, but this is also, we'll see later, that one is not permitted to bring into Beis HaKiseh tefillin with a keli also. We'll see soon. But here we were matter because, what should he do? He can't keep it outside. We're speaking about, it's a mokim hefker. We'll leave it outside, he'll come back, he won't find it. So we have to take all cheshbonis into consideration. One cheshbon is, he has to bring the tefillin inside the Beis HaKiseh, because he has to watch them. If he'll leave them out, who knows if they won't be stolen. So he has to bring them in. But since there is no necessity to be mako without putting it into a keli, because you won't put it on anymore. So then we started saying, you're bringing tefillin to Beis HaKiseh, please put it into a keli. So that is sifot. But we were master with a keli. We're talking about a Beis HaKiseh Shabbosot. So you have to bring it in. So a matter with a keli. Avo be Beis HaKiseh Shabbos. What if he has a Beis HaKiseh near his house or in his house? So Memele said, there's no chash of shimmer over here. You have to bring the tefillin in. Afilu, we're talking about in the middle of the day. He's going to put it on afterwards. Fine. So who tells you to bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKiseh? Leave the tefillin in the next room. It won't get stolen. It's your house. Leave it there. And then go and then be Eisei Tzchocho. B'amei dvorim amurim b'Beis HaKiseh shebesodah. Avo be Beis HaKiseh shebebayis, but if there's a Beis HaKiseh shebebayis, loy yachnisem klal. Don't bring them in at all. There's no need to bring it in. Kimin sheyochal anichem b'mokim ha-mishtam. It's in his house. So leave it in a different room. So we're learning the different kulas we had learned were based on the situation he found himself. If he finds himself in a situation that there's no need to be shamed the tefillin, so then we were not matter to bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKiseh, even though he'll bring them in with a keli. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, klal b'yodei klal. You shouldn't bring them in at all. Mashmeh, That's the difference to what we learned before we learned that you have to bring it in a kiss. That we were maker with a kiss. That's tafke beis hakishi shebesode. But a beis hakishi shebabayis afilu bekis lo yachnisem. Vayim b'masus hashekel shekosav. The im heim be kison, but a Beis HaKiseh shebabayis. We have a Beis HaKiseh kavua. If they are in their tefillin baitel, which is one kis, the nois non be kis atofo b'malbushoy, and he puts it in his pocket. Zokte machzis hashekel. That means he's walking in and he has tefillin in a baitel, and he sticks it into his pocket. Now, so this is two kisuyim. The second kisuy is not kliyon. That means the tefillin baitel is miyuchet for the tefillin. But the second, his pocket is not miyuchet for the tefillin. So then you have two kelim. Vavikli Toshkli Yomuta. So this is Muta. This is Muta. We hear this Hamalocha Betash Mishamita, that you can leave the Tefillin in the same room if it's two Kalim. So two Kalim will also be Muta. Agav Uchem, the Piskei Tshuvis brings down something very interesting. Let's say there's a difference between a pants pocket and a shirt pocket. That means a shirt pocket, if I put something in the shirt pocket, so there's only, I'm sticking it into the pocket, there's the pocket, and that's the kisui from the outside. That's one kisui. So the mailer, so if I can stick the tulum baitel plus the in the shirt pocket, then I have two kisuyim. But I don't have a tulum baitel, I just have two and a lom, I'll stick them in my shirt pocket. I only have one kisui, it's not kilyim, but I have one kisui. But he brings from the machzel, yo, let's say I put it in my pants pocket. My pants pocket, I can put the tulum in my pants pocket. Why? Because the pocket of my pants is one kisui, and then the pants is a second kisui. So you have in a difference in a shirt pocket and a pants pocket. The pants pocket already has two kisuyim. So mamela, that'll be muta, a case where you need two kisuyim. Yeah, it could be a jacket pocket, even though it's so. Even though it's sewn together. But you have the lining, and you have the jacket also. The jacket is also. Laminated, basically. I don't know. No shame is on it. It's laminated.
Then I put it in there.
Could be. Your pocket is made of laminated, basically. I don't know if that's called a kisui. What? Yeah, okay, but al-kaponim, laminated, I really don't know, could be, I don't know, I really don't know. That's true. The shayla, that's tuba proof, I mean, that's the shayla. That's something, girl, this is not, I mean, you have a plastic, there's no shayla whatsoever, but if a laminated could become bottled to the thing, it becomes one, it doesn't become, it's not called a difference. Oh, now we're going to talk about Mamish. Hamishtama. So, because here you have a Moki Mamishtama, so only Mata Kli Bisaiskli. Ushal Sforim. Now, this is exactly what we're going to talk about. The Shal Sforim, Uchsovim Sheyesh Behem Shemes. Sforim, Uchsovim Sheyesh Behem Shemes. Imheim Bekis Shori Lachnisa. So now he says, we're not talking about tefillin, we're talking about tzvorim, ksavim shesh b'em shemis. So first he says, one kiss is muta. One kiss is muta. Tefillin, you need two kisuyim. Here, one kiss is muta. V'yei shemrim, to be nedav ketik b'seh, tikim tzorich likonis l'beisa kiseh, chedalel l'inyin tzor. So it means an amachlokes. Others say, that one kiss is sufficient, so you can take even the laminated is nothing. You can put it in your shirt pocket, na guten tag. One kiss is good. And others say you need two kisses, then you need your other eitzah. Fine. Now, Rav Sternbuch wants to say la halochim. He wants to say as follows. It matters. He says, if you have divrei Torah, I have a Gemara, I have a Kitzur Shulchan, I have a Mishnah, whatever it is. He says it's Divrei Torah. So he wants to say La'alocha by Divrei Torah, one could be makel and put it in a pocket. If you have something that has Shemes on it, I have a tilim, a small tilim, a siddur, it says there you should be machma to have tuki suyin. That's what Rav Sternbuch is machia in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Chofei. In Chuvus van Hogev. The Sefer Torah also b'chol gavne. Fine. The Sefer Torah, forget about it. Now to bring the Sefer Torah and I fill it with two kisuyim. Right. So now we're just learning. So this detail about... No, save no, no. That's Kusha said. I don't know. I think it's every is big. About Al Kaponim, the Tefillin Mishnah is Mechuse. The class is Mechuse. So there's a mile to this. Mashenkin is Sefer Torah. Al Kaponim is Sefer Torah. No. We hear by Tashmish also. By Tashmish, we hear by Tefillin. Tukisim is good as Sefer Torah. You have to make a Mechitze. I'll take it out of the room. So we see Sefer Torah is Mocha. Fine. Because of Bishari Chuvit, the Oysan Al-Marbishin Hatinoikis Bikimeya Shekosa Shemais Beklav. Now, let's talk about the way. There were Kameyas that were written, and there were Shemais inside the Kameya. And the Klav. Zorich li Zoya Shekli Besoich Kli. So here you need a kli beside kli. So now we're saying a chiddush. Before we said ksovim sheyesh bem shemes zemachlokes. Others say one kisui is enough. Others say two kisui. But a kameya shekosim shemesh beklav. So we would say so. This is machlokes. No. Tzorech li zoy she kli beside kli. Why? Even shati noikis nifnim bahem ba'oidam aleim. The tinoikis are wearing the kameya. That means since the oisit tzocheim and they're wearing it, so it's like a levush becomes bottled to the goof. So this is worse than all our cases. All our cases, I put in a pocket, I put it up, so it's not called, but here it's called, it's called, he's wearing the kameya. So you need a clean besides clean. Yeah, because of the shamus. No, the shamus. It's also. What? For Yeshua, I mean, a kameya is an Indian in the Hilchot Shabbos, what time, but this kameya is that.
You're allowed to leave the Shabbos.
You're allowed to wear them in Shabbos, yeah. A kameya, yeah, you're allowed to wear it. It's not called Teitzur, it's called Tzorech, a Tachshit. So Kaponim, I mean, there was Zichas Satinin of a kameya that was written by a mumche. So then, yeah, now, Sivches, im shochach tefillin b'roishoy. Now we can understand this also. We're speaking about a person who wore tefillin the whole day. And l'maise, so was also tzrochov, v'osa bem tzrochov. And then now the tefillin is b'roishoy. He's in the base of kisis, oisa tzrochov, which is a osa, but he's in the middle of a sea of tzrochov. So he's in a predicament. So miniach yodei aleim, so he should cover it with his hand. I mean, he's eisa tzrochov with tefillin, which is not the most ideal thing. So al kaponim, the least he can do, he should cover it. Ad sheyigmer amud harishin, till he finishes the first amud of tzoyer to come out. He should not stop in the middle because this is a sakone. Then when he finishes amud harishin, v'yoytzei v'chelzon. He goes out from the basic, he say, v'chayzev v'nichnas. So al kaponim, this is a massive of a person for God. So al kaponim, this is the smallest of the evils he can do. That means l'maisi, he wore tefillin b'shas ha'siyas tzrochel. So al kaponim, he should cover it. She cover it with a sand or with a beged, with a hat. Al kaponim, it should be covered. There's such an inyan, it should be covered. And then he takes it off, and then he goes back in ligmer tzrochah. Atsi Yigmer, Damut, Sarat Mishabur says, Damut, Achais, maybe Odom, Lidei, Hidroikim. That means it's a certain type of a machle, that if he will try to bring back the tzoy in his goof, that's a sakonim, Vesilo, and Achais, maybe Odom, Lidei, Hidroikim, this middle of Ashtonish, he should finish it, because these are sakonis. So, but that's the Seder. Siv test. Mutter l'roife likach ovid shomei raglayim biyodoi usfilin b'roishoi ubar nefesh yachme la'atzma. So again, we're speaking about the machloikas, Mishibur doesn't bring down the machloikas, others hold it's only a heter for a roife, others hold the etzim it's a heter for anybody. We have a person that wears tefillin the whole day. Now he also checks the urine of people, and he doesn't have to touch the urine. He's holding it in a keli that has the urine in it, but somehow he checks it. So does he have to take off his tefillin every time he checks it? That's what he's doing. So Memele, again, they were matter. Yeah. But he's wearing tefillin the whole day. He's wearing tefillin.
While one is wearing tefillin. Zokta mechaba, kol zman sha'atfilin b'roishoi oi bezroioi, osa lishoin behem afilu shinas arai. One is not permitted to sleep in them, even a shinas arai. This is a temporary shina. We'll see how one makes a temporary shina. Elo, there are two. There's two conditions that have to be done. Ela im hiniach aleihem suda, he puts a suda, a type of a beged, a scarf, on top of the tefillin, number one. Now let's skip over they're speaking about this nochshash, he might be mishamish mitosei. Yoshin b'hemshin nesarei. So we're saying there are two conditions. Number one, you want to make a shin nesarei, so there's two conditions. Number one, you have to put a scarf over the tefillin shalosh, number one. Number two, yoni muta a shin nesarei. V'keitzet hu oise, how do you make a shin nesarei? What ensures that the shina will only be a shina sari, it won't be a deep sleep. Meiniach roishai bein biltov, so he's sitting, vu yoshei v'yoshei. That means that's the only heter, not to, if he lies down on a table, he can have a very good sleep there. And that could be a shina skva. No. He should go, and then he's sitting, and he puts his head bein biltov, And he sleeps. This is a sleep, but this will never end up Ashinas Kva. This is only Ashinas Arai. I mean, if he leans back, he's also Ashinas Kva. This Yereshe Ben Bilka. We say this is this. I think so. Somehow he's sitting Ben Bilka all the way down. And that will ensure that he won't have a shinas kva. No, I don't think so. Sleeping on you sleep on a stand, so you can sleep for 5 years, for 5 hours also. Sure.
I won't tell my parents, I fell down. I couldn't bench. I said,
standing. You fell down. Yeah, okay. You fell asleep. Yeah, but that's
a shinatara.
Okay, about kapani, but lechatchil, I don't know if that one is permitted to do this because it can bring tashinas kva. So now let us see the mishnah. But we said two conditions. condition number two, it should be Roshay Ben Birkov. And condition number one, there should be a Suda on top of the Tulun Shalosh. Now, Kansay Leben, what's Pshat in this Suda? What are we accomplishing with this Suda? So let us see. There's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. This is a Prima Godin. The Gazrinon, Shemo Yovoi Lofiach Behem, he might come to Peskev by a day anochas asudar aleihem yisker sheesh tilin olav v'lo yavoy lahofiyach. Now let's explain this for 1 minute, which is a little difficult to understand. Let's explain. There are two things. There is, when a person sleeps a shinas arai, let's go a little further. When a person sleeps a shinas kvar, so Mamela, this is normal, but he might pass gas. Now, this passing gas is not done intentionally. He's fast asleep. But this is the teva of the Gufa Odom, that when a person is in a matzav of Shinas Kva, he'll pass gas. So therefore, there's no heter to sleep a Shinas Kva, because you're not in control, but you will pay a scare, so therefore it's awesome. Now, Ashinas Arai, there's no such Seder Atever when you sleep Ashinas Arai, that you'll pay a scare. That means if a person is completely asleep in Ashinas Kvatan, the Teva Guf is you'll pay a scare. But Ashinas Arai, there's no seder like that that I can assume will pass gas. But there's another problem. When there's a matzav of shinas arai, that means he's nim v'loy nim, he's partially asleep, partially not asleep. In this matzav, he can pass, so he doesn't know exactly what his matzav is. He could pass gas b'kavone. He has to put two and two together, Yankel, I'm wearing tefillin now, and you're not allowed to. But if he's in a matzav of shinas arai, so his concentration and his thoughts don't put two and two together. Oh, you're wearing tefillin, and you're not allowed to be mafia. He won't be able to chap this. He could pass gas b'kavona. So therefore, this Suder on his head, all of a sudden he's wearing a scarf over his head, and all of a sudden, so this rings a bell. Why am I wearing a scarf now? Good morning, why am I wearing a scarf? So this scarf helps to remind him that even though when he's a matziv of Shinas Arai, which his thoughts are not clear, and he could come to a mistake, but the scarf will help. The scar, that's how the Mishnah Berurah, Yiskar Shiesh Tvilin Olav LaYovila. He won't do it the Kavod. He won't do it the Kavod. So this, the Suda will help. Also, he has to make sure there's not an Isha with him. Avon Mishta Himay also says Hashem Yishamish Behem. And Yishan Behem, and then he's allowed to sleep. V'choshev Hesachadas, how are you allowed to sleep with tefillin, your Messiah das from the tefillin. Elok shu oimed b'schoik v'kala schoish. The hesach adas by tefillin is schoik v'kala schoish. Avok shu hu oisik b'melachtoi v'umnosoi v'imdat elei mamish ein ze nikra hesach adas. Now, I just like to explain 1 minute. There's a murder kalosh in the Biralocha brings down the Nir Zerua, and there's a loshen of the Rambam. The first one say the loshen of the Nir Zerua that Mr. Biralocha brings down. Ki machmas, we should have a, just understand, the Kohen Gadol wore a tzitz on his forehead. And we learn that from a pasuk, he shouldn't be Messiah Das. There's one Shem there, the Shem Kodesh LaShem Yudkei Voskei. There was a Shem, and he was not allowed to be Messiah Das. You have the Shem Hashem that you're wearing. The Shem Hashem. It's a Murdike Mechayev. So the Gemara says, if that one Shem Hashem is a Mechayev, if a person is wearing tefillin, and there's 21 Shemes in the Shal Yad and 21 Shemes in the Shal Rosh, it's Icha Mechayev. So we have to understand, the Shem Hashem is on his head. That means something. It means Amor de Kezach. So the Bir Aloch means that the Lashon of Zeruah, Ki Machmash Shezoicher, if he'll remember and realize, Sheinoise Shem HaNichpot Olof, that the Shem Hashem is on him, Einei Boli Deikal Esroish, V'Teifes Yirash Shamayim B'Liboy. That means, let us give a bad marshal, but from the bad marshal will come perhaps to a better marshal. I mean, a person would be standing before a Gadol Hadar, or let's go, he will stand before the Chofetz Chaim. A Mirdika, or the Chofetz Chaim, the Gadol Hadar, he's standing there. The standing in the presence of the Chofetz Chaim is a Mechayev. In the middle, he'll get a call on his cell phone, he'll ignore. He won't do such a thing, because he's standing in front of the Chofetz Chaim. There's an awe, an automatic awe, that person has when he's standing in front of an Adam Gadol. Now let's jump. We're not talking, we're standing in front of an Adam Gadol, but the tefillin with 21 Shemes is on your head. That means that on your head is, it means something. It's more than standing in front of the Chofetz Chaim. It's more than standing in front of the Vilna Goyin. It's the Shem Hashem is on your head. So this Shem Hashem, which is on your head, is obligates the person for Yirah Shamayim. That's the Rabbi Shalom is, I'm carrying the Shem Hashem on my head. Who would realize what this is? It's Mamish Meirelik. The Loshen HaRambam. There's a Loshen HaRambam. The Rambam says that the Rambam takes out the Locha Chafei says, Kedusha Tvilin, he Kedusha Gedoylo. It's Amoradika Kedusha. It's not. Shekozman Shek Tvilin Al Roshoi, who Onov, he feels very small. Rabbi Shalom. Viyore, and the tefillin should bring about amor de kiyire. Veine nimshach b'schoik b'sicha b'teile, ala mafane libo le divrei emes v'atzedek. That is the mahus from tefillin. So now a person has to understand the choymar advar. If a person is wearing tefillin and joking, and that's an isa deraisa, that's esach adas of the tefillin. The shem Hashem is You're oblivious to what you're wearing and you're joking. So that's an Issa Deraisa of Esach Adas. You learn that from the tzitz. You're not allowed to do this. But now if a person is sleeping, there's no problem. There's no problem. That means Latonis and Siche and then Kalos Chayish. That's a stira to what the tefillin obligate you to do. See, not a lot to do. That's an issa. But if one sleeps, that's what we have to look about other problems of hafoche. But al tesach hadasim, there's no problem. I'm not doing anything bad. I'm not doing anything which is contradictory to the tefillin I'm wearing. Now here he brings down in brackets. The Ein Zanika, so he says, Avok Shoistik B'Malachti. So let's see now, Yidin used to wear tefillin the whole day. They were farmers, they were carpenters, they were whatever they were. So Umnosim Ein Datim Alei Amamish, Ein Zanika Hesach Adah, the Rebbeinu Shel Mazami, I understand this, I'm very serious, I'm not joking, I'm doing pumas. First I said, I'm not Kesedim thinking about the tefillin, but I'm not doing something which is contradictory to the film. So here it says in brackets something else. The Mloi Shematre Date Kokach Letzolche Haguf is completely engrossed and involved. Letzolche Haguf, what he's doing, that means he's eating that he's eating French fries and those, and he's in ganz in den gross zolchei aguf. So levove poine me yirashimai machmas tirdosa, he's completely tolerant. And so memele, that's also a problem. That's also a stire. That means he's in ganz in gufnistik and thus. Yeah. They say Abba Meister, one of the Rebbe's, Chosid came to the Rebbe, and he was, the Rebbe asked him, what are you doing? And he says, he has a shoe factory. Right, he's talking about God. You're doing, he talks about a shoe factory, shoe factory, shoe factory. So the Rebbe says, I don't understand. I was always under the impression that you put your feet in the shoes. But I see your head lies in the shoes. The couplet in the sheikh, that means that's the whole thing. So if the head lies in Zolchei Gufoi and the tefillin are on it, somehow that's contradictory. But v'chein shu yoshin shechei chav le'yoylam, it's not too bad. V'mikol mokei mitzvah min amufche sheidata itomid avotulun shuzirdata mehem. So meikadin, this is muta, but it's preferable that a person should not be misirdas from the tefillin. That means he's wearing tefillin. So he should be thinking that he's wearing tefillin to control his thoughts. That's a mitzvah in the movement. Zulas b'shas ha'tefillin ba'alimud, when a person is davening or learning, so that what he is doing is a pula of yira shamayim, a pula of dveikas b'ashem, and so he doesn't have to think about the tefillin. And she nasare when she lazer, that means as long as you're lying in such a position, raishe ben bilka. The yashayim kde hilch kuf ame, which is a very short time, for chelik samazayim mishal bekir, it's less than 167th of a minute. Of an hour, no, so it's a little less than a minute. If it's not Ben Birko, if it's not Ben Birko, Chayshina and Shem Yove Lishtakeya Bishinas Kla.
What would be the answer to
the
Tzitz of the
Pope? No, the Muslims are covering, there's a Pesach, he shouldn't be Messiah Das from the Tzitz. The Kain Gondol, yeah. One championship. Kodesh Lashem. That's the most said. Gemara makes a kal v'chaymer. If by the tzitz to such a loch is you may see it now. Yeah, so here is 21. Zichah.